You might say to somebody, I thought you, what, coming with us? I thought you...
Thought you were coming with us.
Okay. And we, what, going to town when it started to rain? We
were.
If I asked you if you still do many things, you would answer, yes, there are, what, a lot of things I do.
There are several things I do.
Okay. If I wanted to know the color of some roses you'd grown, I might ask you, what color, what the roses?
Are the roses.
Okay. And the answer might be, the roses, what, yellow? The roses?
Are.
Okay. If I wanted, let's see. If I asked you if you had done something already, you might say, no, I
haven't.
And if I asked you if you were tired, you might answer, no, I'm
not.
If I asked, was it a nice day, you might answer, no, it
was not.
Okay. If you don't think it's right for a person to do something, you could say, he mustn't do it, or he
shouldn't.
If I asked you if you can do something, and you're not sure whether you can or not, you could answer, well, yes, what, do it?
I guess he.
Okay. Would you ever, if somebody asked you to do something and you think you're able to do it, would you ever say, I might could do it, or I might can do it?
Mm-hmm. Or I may can. Or I might, yeah, might have made.
What's another way to say came close to doing something? You might.
Near and near.
Now, this next part is the part I was telling you about, where for each question, I'll try to get you to say just one word. A penny is 1 cent. And a dime is?
10 cents.
If somebody moved into a house in 1960, you'd say, he moved in 1960, and he's lived there ever?
Since.
On December the 25th, you can say, Happy Christmas, or?
Merry Christmas.
A weenie in a roll with ketchup and mustard on it is called a... It's not called a hamburger, it's called a...
Hot dog.
Okay. Jesus' mother was named...
Mary.
Our first president was George...
Washington.
If a man and a woman want to live together, they go to a preacher and get...
Married.
After the man caught cold, his voice got like this. He got very...
Horse.
Okay. If you want to send a message to someone, you get a pen and a piece of paper and do what?
Write.
On Sunday afternoon, a person might get in the car and go for a?
Ride.
A cowboy rides on a?
Horse.
The parts of a tree that are under the ground are its?
Roots.
You strike a match to start a?
Fire.
The soft, thick, black stuff that collects in a chimney is?
Soot.
Milk comes from a?
Cow.
If you want to buy, instead of buying one item, if you want to buy a whole lot of things, you can call it buying in quantity or buying in?
Well, you said if you're going to buy a whole lot, you want to know what to call it.
Are you familiar with the expression to buy something in bulk?
Well, yes. Uh-huh.
Would you say that word, please?
Bulk.
Okay. Your parents are your what and your what?
Father and mother.
Robins, blue jays, and sparrows are?
Birds.
The color of this paper is?
White.
If you had a 5-year-old granddaughter, you might say, she's a
sweet little girl.
Uh-huh. And a grandson would be a little.
I can tell the truth and say that. We got one that's nearly 5.
Oh, have you really? Does she live here in Folkestone?
She lives in Jacksonville.
Jacksonville's not too far, is it?
No, it's about 40 miles.
Oh, yeah, well, that's not so bad.